broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben, we've got like, 18 hours, 18 days, 1 hour to go to the Century Tournament of Champions. And I just want to say, are you awake yet? I'm awake. I did that song just... Yes, I was dancing right in my seat. It's one of those songs. We're probably going to be wanting to stay home, certainly tomorrow. We've got a high surf advisory for the north and west-facing shores of Niihau, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, and a high surf advisory for the north-facing shores of Maui. It's going to be partly sunny today, isolated to scattered showers, isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Golfers beware, you know, if you hear it, you know, if something like lightning is out there, and some people just say, hey, I'm off the course because they've been hit before. All right. Lee Trevino, for instance, he's like, I don't care if it's a Molokai. I'm going in. I've already had my fill. So expected to be variable winds to 15 miles per hour and highs today about 83 degrees. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, and then tomorrow, the winds kick up. Southwesterlies, or 20 to 35, gusty at times. So just, thunderstorms continuing, a lot of rain. We need the water, drinking water, and all that good stuff. And for tea times, I've got some for you. Yes, Turtle Bay on Oahu at 8:50 and at 10 o'clock. Raw Hawaiian Country Club, 8:36, 9:30. There is Makaha East at 10:21 and at 10:57. Maui on the Gold Course, 11:20. Emerald Course, 11 o'clock. Blue, an 8:30. Maui Nui, an 8:30 as well, and a 9:30. On Kauai at Poipu, a 9:30, a 10:20, 11 o'clock. The Pinzon Group is going out, and the Hubba Hubbas, they're heading out on the course as well. May you all hubba hubba just as wonderfully as possible. Okay, I've got a great group of guests for you. We're going to have Parker McLaughlin on, Chris Noda, David and Nicholas Fischer, Lewin Mayer calling in from Scotland, Max Novina from Maui, and Damon Hack is checking in with us before he goes to Florida. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: MD Restoration, Water Flood Broken Pipe Cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. SciPac Cybersecurity, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. And Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Hey, good morning, Hawaii. Damon Hack, host Golf Today, Golf Channel. Welcome into the clubhouse, Damon.
Aloha, Danielle. How have you been?
I've been good. I've been busy. I'm working on TV now, on KITV4 in the mornings and the afternoons. And on KSSK, I'm doing radio, traffic reporting on both sides, TV
wow.
and radio. Yeah. And of course, I'm doing my golf show 23 years now. Isn't that amazing? But Damon, I love your show. Golf Today on Golf Channel is so good with Anna Jackson. Just really, really good to see you. And you bring in the great guests that you do. And just, it's such a pleasant show. If you haven't watched Damon Hack on Golf Channel's Golf Today, go DVR it. Record it, and then you can watch it at your leisure. It's really good, Damon. You're doing a great job.
Well, you're kind. As you know, it's so fun to be in this golf business. There's no shortage of things to talk about in 2022, that's for sure. But even with the strife atop the professional game, it's been a lot of fun sitting in that chair. I appreciate your kind words.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, the fun and games. Let's start off with fun and games. PNC Championship. Somebody said it's no sleepy Champions Tour event anymore since Tiger Woods and Son Charlie came on the scene, right? And then Patrick Harrington telling the media, I think he'll win another major, talking about Tiger Woods. It really, everybody gets so excited during PNC. What's up with that?
Yeah, I've been a couple of times, you know, when I lived in Orlando especially, and Tiger, this has become his fifth major. It really has. He loves playing with his son, Charlie. And the Padraig's comments didn't come out of thin air. Most of us who spent some time with Tiger believe that Charlie's love of the game is really what's keeping him motivated and working out and working on his game. He has nothing left to prove. He's putting his body back together and through the rigors so he can play in the PNC with his son, Charlie, but also day-to-day and week-to-week in Jupiter where they live. And Charlie has grown into a strong young man. It's been so fascinating to see the evolution of his body from 2021 to where we are today. The last 3 years, he's just gotten bigger and stronger. He's even outdriven Dad on occasion. It's just it's fun to see this relationship. We all know how close Tiger was to his late father, Earl, and now we're seeing this kind of new chapter in Tiger's life, and much of it fueled by his son's love of the game.
Yeah, it really is. It's so sweet. And watching, I think there was one segment I was watching where there was Tiger was holding a phone and looking at a video, I think it was, and talking to Charlie about what he saw in the swing. Did you see that?
I did. He said it's a perfect swing. You know, how about that kind of confirmation from an 82-time PGA Tour winner that oh, yeah, you're doing the thing. You're doing it right, kid. And I tell you what, it's not just the love and the adulation and the support, but Tiger, much like his dad did for him, is testing him, you know, mentally and mental toughness and jingling change in his backswing, just as Earl did for Tiger, and trying to teach him some of those, you know, off the course hidden secrets that really kind of imbued Tiger's career in terms of being the toughest player out there and the hardest worker out there. So he does have a gorgeous golf swing. Under the watchful eye of Tiger and, of course, Mike Thomas, who's Justin's dad, works with Charlie as well. And also Rory McIlroy has been a bit of an inspiration for Charlie's swing. In fact, Tiger's saying, don't look at my swing. Look at the balance of Rory McIlroy. So, as you'd expect, Charlie has all the right people in his ear at this point in his young life.
Yeah, it's really pretty amazing. Defending champion, of course, John Daly and his son, Team Daly. That's interesting to watch, you know, the physicality, I suppose, of a Tiger Woods and most of the guys nowadays. You know, they're out in the gym, they're working on their game, they're working on their body. And then John Daly's like, hey, can I have a smoke a cigarette and have a beer here while we're playing this game?
I tell you, there's different ways to go about it. And John Daly's going to John Daly. He's going to be who he is. And it's fun that his son is, you know, following him to Arkansas and a wonderful golfer in his own right. There's some pictures floating around on social media of Tiger and Charlie with John and little John, who's not the little anymore. There's a mutual respect that Tiger and John have for each other. They've known each other since they were amateurs. And it's been neat to see them kind of, you know, grow into this role as fathers and inspirations to their kids. This is a week of celebration. You got Jordan Spieth with his dad for the first time, Annika playing with son Will, Nelly Korda with,
yes,
you know, a major champ from tennis, Peter Korda. It really has become one of the weeks on the calendar that you circle.
Yeah, it is. You know, when you see Jordan Spieth looking as relaxed as he does, it's like, this is weird. Jordan is kind of smiling, and he's playing golf.
It's a different kind of energy this week. It's a different kind of joy. And I've been fortunate to be at this event and just to see the smiles and the hugs and the mannerisms of these kids looking just like their parents. I mean, to see the little tics and idiosyncrasies of Charlie compared to Tiger, or to see, you know, back in the day it was the Duvalls or VJ and son Cass, Davis Love III and son Drew, you know, the O'Meara's. It's just so fun. These families. You got Bernard Langer, who's been out there forever, and his son Jason is out there. They've won this title as well. So it really is neat that the field is made up of past major champs and players champs, and the smiles are a mile wide this week.
You know, Justin Thomas and his dad are playing together, right? His dad's first name just went right out of my mind.
Mike Thomas.
Yes, Mike. Okay, now here's a PGA emeritus. I mean, you know, just totally immersed in the game. The only person who has coached Justin, right? And he's over there talking with the reporter saying, yeah, I'm going to probably hit my 10 to 20 yard drive. And then, you know, I haven't been playing much at all. You know, what it tells us so much about this game is that the people who work in the game hardly ever get a chance to play the game or work on their own game. Right?
It's so true. You think about the dedicated men and women of the PGA of America and the lessons that they've given, and especially in this era of COVID and post-COVID and the explosion of popularity in golf. And on a serious note, there have been articles written about kind of the mental toll it's taken on some of these PGA professionals, the hours that they spend on the lesson tee. You know, the book is full, sun up to sun down, giving lessons, and some have needed to take some time to care for themselves. Obviously, Mike Thomas in a different time of life, and his son is doing so well on the PGA Tour, now a two-time winner of the PGA Championship. But you're right. It's always, you know, important to give a nod to the folks that kind of pay it back and grow the game literally by teaching lessons to people that want to get just a little bit better, break 100, 90, 80, 70, whatever milestone that may be.
Yeah. Another storyline that I thought was fascinating. A New York Supreme Court judge says Jack Nicklaus can design golf courses even if it's not for his company or within his company, the Nicklaus companies. There was a suit between the two of them, right? The Nicklaus company sued Jack because he was doing designs not within the company structure. How bizarre is that?
Yeah, extremely bizarre. I saw the same story, and one of the headlines I saw was Jack is back. Yeah. It was kind of a play on his old, you know, 1980 win when he won the U.S. Open and the PGA, and he had that kind of late flourish before the six-year drought before winning the Masters for a sixth time. But you're right. He has had some, you know, strife from the business standpoint in terms of his golf course architecture business. He suffered some losses. This was a victory for him. He's become one of the more prolific architects. You know, you think about Ben Crenshaw. A lot of players have kind of taken on a second career as an architect. Jack is one of those who worked alongside Pete Dye for many years. Hilton Head comes to mind, for example, hosted the annual RBC Heritage. So, yeah, Jack has to be feeling good now that he's able to kind of use his name and go out there and design some golf courses. I've been fortunate to play a handful of Nicklaus designs, and it's a little bit of a too much a golf course for me, if I'm honest. They're tough and they're hard, but they're always well-maintained and fun to play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just can't expect too much of yourself. Just go have fun. You know, it's always been my mantra. People have gotten angry with me. What? Golf's not fun. It's a serious game. No. From, you know, most of us, 80% of us, if you don't have fun and you're spending hours with your friends, you know, you're going to make everybody miserable. Just go have fun, do the best you can, and just pick up the ball. It's okay. There's no rules official over in the plants over there watching you. I discovered a new rule. So it's going to be raining here in Hawaii, right? It's going to be raining.
Right.
All right. And golfers are ducks, you know. But they go out and play. It doesn't matter. In the lightning, please, guys, ladies, go inside. But you can hold an umbrella over your own head while it's raining on a golf course. But you can't allow anyone to hold the umbie over your head for you. You'll be penalized. Did
wow.
You know that? Right? I went.
I didn't know that.
Me neither.
Wow. How about that?
No. So just remember that, okay? You can hold your own. Putting and holding an umbrella would be a challenge.
I'll tell you what, I might play better if I held my my own umbrella, especially when it comes to the short game. Yeah. I get a little too jumpy with two hands. I might need a session with your short game chef, Parker, who's coming up. Just a little bit for a little help with my my short game.
Truly. All right. Let's get to that, you know, the big elephant in the room. The story of 2022. Live. New season includes stops in Arizona, Oklahoma, West Virginia. Okay, so they've got their season going. Greg Norman talking about Rory McIlroy saying that, you know, you're still welcome here at Live. Duh.
Yeah, George would know, Greg would no doubt take Rory McIlroy, as would anybody. It's been a fascinating year to see this kind of moment in professional golf. And I think, if I'm honest, Liv has done better than I expected, got more players, better players than I expected. You think about DJ and Phil and Brooks Koepka and Bryson and Cameron Smith, the Players' Champion golfer. That's the one that really struck me. Yeah, it did sting because he's, you know, in his late 20s, he's got the floppy mane and the cool Aussie personality, and he's got the pedigree now of the Claret Jug winning the 150th at St. Andrews and the Players' Championship besides. And he would have been a wonderful storyline for the next decade on the PGA Tour. And I don't know where this is going to end. I know it's in court. It feels like the sides are not softening at all. As long as there's litigation, I did hear Tiger say that, you know, Greg Norman should step aside, and Rory said the same thing, and maybe there could be some sort of detente and some peace between these two rival factions. But I tell you what, people are paying attention, Daniel. I've never been asked more about a topic outside of, say, Tiger or a Ryder Cup or Jordan Spieth in 2015 than I've been about Liv. Wherever I go, sports fans, golf fans that are loose or that are casual or that are intense, everyone wants to ask about Liv. They've had that much of an impact on the sports landscape in 2022.
Yeah, because, you know, what is it? With a name like that, it doesn't say anything. Liv? What is it? And
yeah,
what's the problem here? Well, there's something called a contract that you've signed with the PGA Tour. But no one expected this pot of gold to be, you know, bottomless, that the Saudi folks want to just keep, you know, shoveling money into this. And I've often wondered, you know, the people who are recruiting, do they get like a little finder's fee from the Saudis?
Oh, no doubt. Listen, this is the public investment fund in Saudi Arabia, I've heard, makes anywhere from $1 billion a day on oil. I mean, they can be as invested in golf as interested, as long as they're interested, as long as they don't mind losing some money, which they have. They don't have the sponsorship or the advertising dollars of a PGA Tour, but as long as they're interested in golf and it takes away some of the attention from human rights atrocities and if you talk to them, they're like, we want to improve, we're trying to get better. But, you know, some people think this is sports washing and something that we've seen for a century from different countries. But as long as they're interested in paying, you know, in some cases, 40-year-old golfers that are past their prime, I imagine Liv will be around as long as they still want to have golf.
Yep.
It's kind of up to them. And if they don't mind losing a little money along the way, they'll keep on pumping dollars and cents into these players.
Yeah. Yeah. When you say sports washing has been going, I mean, Qatar and the, mm-hmm. yeah, the whole World Cup, you know, that was, that's a major.
How about the 1936 Olympics? You know, Hitler in Germany.
Yes.
You know, that was even before World War II. So, yes, there's been, this is not the first instance in our lifetime, or in our history anyway, as a country, in our history as a world, where we've seen questionable factions use sports as a way to either obfuscate or misdirect where we're paying attention.
Yeah, well, on another story, Live Golf president and COO Atul Khosla resigned his role this past week, became public Friday evening. You know, I don't have why. You know, we don't know the whys. There's so many things we don't know about this, the what's going on. And then there's the Phil mystery. So it's just going to go into 2023. And we're just going to start off 2023 with a fabulous Century Tournament of Champions, and we're going to have a great time, right?
Oh, I miss going. It's an elevated event this year. It kind of fell on hard times a bit. I feel like for a time, you had Tiger and Phil. They stopped going. Field got a little bit weaker. It's so strong now. The likes of Spieth and Justin Thomas never want to miss it,
yeah,
which has been a huge, huge boom to the Century. I love it. The golf course, Crenshaw core design is just fantastic. And when you're freezing in Connecticut like I am, it's nice to see some pretty pictures.
Well, you and your family, I heard, you know, I was listening. You could tell that I was watching golf today. I heard that you're going to Florida. You're packing up,
yes,
the family, and you're getting out of Dodge.
We are, golf clubs and tennis rackets included. It's going to be in the 70s and 80s there, and we are very much looking forward to getting out of the 20s and 30s, I promise you.
Well, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I look forward to talking with you in 2023. And Damon Hack, co-host Golf Today on Golf Channel, Golf Channel senior writer, thank you so much for being in the clubhouse with us this morning.
Oh, you're the best. Mahalo. Merry Christmas, Danielle. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Aloha. Okay, we're speaking of Century. Max Novina, Executive Director, PGA Tour and Century Tournament of Champions, is with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me, but
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
It's the Century Tournament of Champions Winner Circle with Max Novina, Executive Director of the Century Tournament of Champions and hosted by Danielle Tucker. Golf's first tournament of the new year, keeping you on top of what's happening at Century Tournament of Champions at the Plantation Course, Kapalua, Maui, January 5th to the 8th, 2023. Spectators, volunteers, media, and whales leaping out of the water to watch the best of the best challenge Maui's Kapalua Plantation Course. Here's Max Novina and Danielle Tucker.
And it's just 18 days away. Max Novina, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions, thank you so much for being in the clubhouse with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Aloha, Danielle. Actually, 18 days and 35 minutes.
Got me.
That's at least according to PGAtour.com.
That's right. That's right. Century Tournament of Champions.com. You can go there. You can see all the news, like past champions, Schauffele, Spieth, and Thomas have committed. And last week it was Matt Fitzpatrick, Tom Kim, Sepp Straka, Will Zalatoris, who just got married. Do you think he's going to bring his bride with him?
I have a good feeling that he is.
he'd never live it down if he didn't. Honey, I'm going to Maui. You take care of the house. I don't think so. Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. It's like having a honeymoon in Hawaii and playing some fabulous golf at Kapalua on the plantation course. It's really wonderful. By the way, whoever decided that it's okay to bring in water bottles so that you can refill, you know, refillable cups and water bottles, hydration stations presented by Maui Health. That was brilliant.
Yeah, amazing. Danielle, I'm really glad that you noticed that. In 2023, for the first time, we're introducing these hydration stations thanks to Maui Health. The first 250 fans each day, Thursday through Sunday, are going to receive a co-branded Arctic water bottle. Ooh. And the intention is both, you know, twofold. We want to, you know, ensure that our event is as sustainable as possible and that we minimize the use of single plastic. I also think from a family perspective, attending sporting events, you know, it's gotten really expensive. And so certainly our caterer, our concessionaire will have packaged water for sale, but we also wanted to offer fans an alternative and, you know, make it that much more affordable while also taking care of the land and the sea.
Okay, it's awesome. And it's, okay, metal bottles or reusable plastic, no larger than 32 ounces, empty upon entry and exit. So in other words, it's just like the airport. When you go in, it's got to, you know, then you can fill it up. And then when you're leaving, you've got to empty it too. So this is all at Century Tournament of Champions, where the tickets are starting at $25 for the daily grounds tickets. And if you're a paying adult, can you, in Kama'aina, you can bring two kids in free?
Yes. Yeah, so in general, for any ticket offering, including Kama'aina, two keiki get in for free. That's sponsored by Mauna Loa. Again, you know, just an iconic company here on the islands, recognized around the world. And to your point, you know, taking care of Hawaii residents and offering a Kama'aina discount was really important to us. So Kama'aina starts as low as $25 for Saturday and Sunday. It goes to $50, which is close to a 50% discount over the regular ticket price.
Fantastic. That's really great. And if what you want to know anything, CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. Go there. There's hospitality information. And speaking of that, there are food stations everywhere, right? I mean, there are places to buy stuff.
Absolutely. And, you know, this year we're so proud of the local food and drink that we're going to have represented. That includes Castaway Cafe, Joey's Kitchen, Big Wave Shave Ice. Speaking of Big Wave Shave Ice, on Saturday, which is our Ohana Day, between 1 to 3 p.m., all keiki will get free shave ice from Ooh. Big Wave. Century is putting the bill for that, and, you know, just an amazing value and opportunity for families. We also have Outrigger Pizza. We have food trucks from Merienda and Aloha Braised. And then we're also introducing the Tito's Stillhouse Lounge, you know, for folks that want to enjoy a signature cocktail from Tito's.
Excellent. What's a signature cocktail like? Have you had one yet?
Yeah. So we're doing a spin on a transfusion, a tropical transfusion. Pog, vodka, and ginger ale.
Ooh. Sounds quite good, you know. I might have to have one. I'm usually a teetotaler.
Yeah. After the show on Saturday, I'll buy you one.
Okay. That'll be about 8:30, 9 o'clock. Let's have breakfast with that.
Yeah.
Next, Novena, Executive Director of PGA Tour Century Tournament of Champions. Before you go, is there something you wanted, that you needed to, and I haven't brought it up, talk about?
I would just say the field is set. The course is in pristine condition. The build is coming together. I know you had Justin and Amanda on. Everybody is just galvanizing around the event, and it looks epic. I was out there this morning as the sun came up. It's just absolutely beautiful, and we're so excited to deliver a fantastic event. Hopefully the best version of the Century Tournament of Champions for this community in just a few short weeks.
Yes, it certainly is. I have to ask you, the superintendent, are they worried about all the rain that's forecast to come through and the thunder and the lightning and all that good stuff?
We're not. We're actually ahead of schedule on the build, and so certainly expect a little bit of rain over the next couple days.
Yeah,
we'll ride it out. We'll be really careful so as not to create an issue for those pristine playing conditions that currently exist. And then on the other side of Monday, we'll be back at it and putting all the finishing touches to ensure that it's just an amazing sense of place when you arrive to the golf course.
Well, I can't wait to be walking up, coming up out of the media center and then up the rise and then seeing everything open up before me, that beautiful ocean and everything around it and the golf course that just kind of, it spills in front of your eyes and you're like, wow, this is amazing. And you're going to have, I suppose you're going to have the spectator village. It always makes me feel like I'm in another century, and jousting is about to take place.
Yeah, absolutely. We have what I would describe as like three main hubs. The heart of the event is definitely in and around the first tee, the 18th green, the 9th green. That's where we have Taste of Maui. That's where we have our merchandise pavilion. We're going to have an activation with Maui Jim, the Jimmy Jr. pop-up shop, and certainly a gathering point for fans. We also have Fan Time on 9, which has the food trucks, the Champions Experience that Century brings to life. And then for those that just want the best view of golf and the best view of the beauty of the islands, including Hanaloa Bay and the whales reaching in the Palolo Channel. Yeah. That's really in and around 10 Green and the 11th hole, an area that we call the Lookout. And that's another, really central gathering point. I'd also, just be remiss if I didn't say to all of your listeners that while we have free general parking at Lahaina Civic Center, I would really encourage people to use either the Kapalua shuttles or rideshare, Uber and Lyft, which literally will drop you off at the Champions entrance, right by the clubhouse and the practice putting green, irrespective of what ticket you have.
Awesome.
Aloha Club, Kama'aina, Crown.
Hello.
And you literally walk right onto the property by the first tee, by the 18th green, by, kind of all of the activity and the action.
That's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you. And we're talking again on, New Year's Eve, but it's in the morning. So I'll see you then.
Indeed.
Awesome.
I can't wait.
Excellent. Max Novena, Executive Director of PGA Tour Century Tournament of Champions. It's January 4th through the 8th. Kapalua on the plantation course. Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com.
To kick off the new year, Maui celebrates 25 years of playing host to the best of the best on the PGA Tour. And a tournament where greatness breeds greatness and the stars come out to play. Come check out all the action at the Century Tournament of Champions. Pinky get in free thanks to Maui Health. And Hawaii residents can enjoy the Kama'aina discounted ticket presented by Mauna Loa. Tickets available at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
MD Restoration,
24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service.
COVID compliant.
Fire damage repair.
Mold remediation.
Asbestos abatement.
Call 528-3434.
And now,
get MD cleaned.
Volcano Golf Course. It has the most spectacular views. It is one of the most beautiful golf courses, and it's high up country. It was 53 degrees this morning in Volcano. It's a gorgeous place to play a round of golf. Now, you don't have to. Well, you're going to win, right? You're going to win this because you are going to be the ninth caller. And the ninth caller is going to call 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111. And you're going to be the ninth caller, and you're going to win two rounds of golf at Volcano Golf Course. And if you can't get to the Big Island, you can give it to somebody who's there. Yes, it's that time of year. It's giving. We'll be back after this.
Ball set up sweetly in the bunker. I set myself comfortably into the sand, swing for under the ball, and it sails up onto the green and into the hole. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
All right, Lewin Mayer, Global Golf Post, senior writer and author, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hello.
How is it in Scotland this evening?
This evening, it is very windy and very, very cold.
Oh, what's very cold?
Well, everything's very cold. We've had snow here, and now we've got a wind from the Arctic, and it's just not very pleasant. Holding on to a hot water bottle.
Right on. So the temperature is like at freezing or a little below?
Oh, no, a lot below. Oh. It's been dipping about 8 below.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking 53 degrees is cold.
Well,
yes.
I'm here.
All right. It's so good to talk to you. I've missed your voice. So lots going on. And, you know, we always talk about how a lot of European kids are coming to the States. And they go into college here, and it's kind of the colleges have become the feeder tours to the PGA Tour, as well as to the LPGA Tours. And it's not just college straight over, unless they're really, really good. But you're telling me the RNA Student Tour Series. Tell us about the RNA Student Tour Series. I hadn't heard about it.
No, well, it's pretty new. They tried it out in 2019, and now they've really got cracking on the whole thing. And I think the thing is they're, you know, fed up with all our students going over to America, and they're missing out on a lot of the good you know, the good matches we have over here against Europe, because they're over in America and they don't get time off to go and play in these things. So the RNA really decided that it was about time that we answered back to what's going on in America. And so the thing they've started, this new student series, is going to consist of three qualifying events, one in Portugal, one in Spain, another in Scotland, and you end up playing in a final in St. Andrews if you are among the qualifiers. So it sounds like a wonderful event, and the RNA are just going all out to do it as well as they do things, you know, not quite like the Open, but it's going to be a very special event, and it's going to attract students from all over Britain and everywhere except in, in America and Mexico. So that's who it's designed for, students all around the world.
Wow. Now, are they're trying to discourage, how would kids who come to get their education and a golf education in the States, how could the RNA do that too? It seems like you have some pretty amazing colleges, higher education, universities. Isn't it possible for you to do what we're doing here?
Well, that's what we're trying to do. We're doing a version of what you're doing. And we've got universities like Stirling, Loughborough, and Bath, and St. Andrews, where the standard of golf is really very, very good. And then there's another very good university in Maynooth in Ireland, and Patrick Harrington's putting money into that. And, it's only a couple of years since Stirling University won the amateur championship, the women's here, and the men's edition with their students. And, you know, we're really thinking you can get good from playing here, and you can also get used to playing in good weather and bad. There's a lot going for it.
Yes. No, I think this is great. I always thought it was a shame that everybody had to leave their home country and, you know, come over here to go into the college system and to get, you know, not only a degree, but also to get good at golf. It just seemed wrong, since you're the home of golf, for heaven's sakes.
I know, it does seem ridiculous, doesn't
yes.
it? I mean,
yes.
So I actually went up to St. Andrews the other day to speak to Mike Woodcock, who's the head of the comms department, and he's saying all this should have happened years ago, and I think he's right, you know, because it's very young for kids to be going over to, as far away as America, you know, to university. You know, they almost, a lot of them want to stay at home, or, you know, they would do if it was a good alternative. You know, they're keen golfers and they want to have a chance. The idea is that they'll have that chance here as much as they would in America, which I think is great.
Yes, yes, I love it. I'm glad this is being done. Now, when I talk about Lewin Mayer, she's an author. In addition to writing for Global Golf Post, and she has written The Real Monty, the autobiography of course, Colin Montgomery. Laura Davies, Naturally, another one of her books, many books that you've written and are really about women, about golfers. And so I always think about you as a golf-centric author. And I found out that Lewin Mayer is, has the book been published yet?
Yes, the book's been published. It's out. In fact, it's, you know, it's available in Barnes & Noble, I think, now. It's called Tapping Feet, A Double Take on Care Homes and Dementia. And to explain why I've done it, well, I've been writing all my life. And, you know, I'm always, in fact, I think I'm addicted to writing. But whatever's going on, I'm making mental notes about it all the time. And it was no different when my husband had dementia. You know, his dementia journey was sad, you know, of course it was, but it was also full of unexpected turns and twists. And when he needed to go into a home, I was just taken aback by how different it was to what I'd imagined. Things happen in care homes. And so, you know, I just sort of made notes on everything. And I was telling one of my grandkids what I'd done, and she said, you ought to write a book on it. And and that's how it turned into a book, because I used to go into the care home where Norman was for his last couple of years, and I'd play songs from, you know, tunes from the musicals on the home's grand piano. And what with Norman always chattering away on about sport, he played rugby and he played cricket for Scotland, and he was a golf writer for the Scotsman, and he didn't like his own golf swing because he had a pause at the top of the swing. But he, where, you know, he went, once he was in this home, he was forever telling the frailest of residents that they'd soon be back on the football pitches, they'd soon be back doing this or that. And while it wasn't, it's never going to happen, of course, you know, they loved hearing it. And everything I heard, there were so many possibilities for lovely stories. And so, apart from writing, you know, about Norman's dementia journey, I wrote about all these amazing stories from the care homes, and some of them were really quite lovely, because, you know, I was thinking of one of them now. I'll just give it a quick mention, and it's where there are two, you know, a new gentleman's arrived at the home, and he walks into the lounge, and he sees two ladies sitting there. And he goes out to see the head nurse, and he says, "I'm not liking the look of this. I was told that this would be like my golf club down the road, and I'm afraid that, you know, there shouldn't be any ladies here at all." And so he expects to get them evicted, which is quite funny. But,
but you know, from what I understand, it wasn't his fault that, you know, he his daughter told him, right, that it was going to be like a, just like a golf club.
Well, that's right. She thought that would keep him happy, and he liked the thought of it.
That's a wonderful story. I love that story. You know, and so many people, dementia takes so many different forms. You know, when you have dementia, then it can become Alzheimer's. And there's nothing you can do about it. And people are struggling. Some people are embarrassed, you know, that
that's the thing, Danielle. A lot of people are very embarrassed. They don't want to talk about it. But, I just thought it's really about time we talked about it more in golf. Because if you think about it, the other sports are all beginning to talk more about dementia, you know, in football and in rugby. But, you know, there must be a lot of occasions in golf where people are suffering from dementia, or, you know, they're shaping that way. And the only one we've ever heard about, who had spoken about, is Peter Oosterhuis, the old Ryder Cup fellow. And he and his wife actually talked openly about it. But it's not something people discuss, is it?
No, it's not. And it needs to be more out, so everyone can benefit from other people's experiences and know what to expect. Because it starts off mild, and it just progressively gets more difficult to handle as an individual, and making decisions about, you know, okay, where am I going to find a home that's going to suit my loved one? You know, where can I trust? So these things, I really appreciate what you've written. The name of the book, if you are in a similar situation, is Tapping Feet, A Double Take on Care Homes and Dementia. Lewin Mayer, thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thanks for having me again, Danielle.
Okay, absolutely.
Bye.
My pleasure. Aloha. All right, we're going to come back. David and his son, Nicholas Feasier, co-owner and sales manager, Peak Vision, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What do you get for the person that has everything? We're proud to announce Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show logoed merchandise store is open. Just click the green button on our RadioGolfClub.com website to find an outstanding selection of golf club logoed items. Make an impact on the golf course with our range of clothing and accessories that ensure a smile with every package. Explore all golf styles, from shirts, pants to jackets, and hats in your size and color. Visit Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club merchandise store today at RadioGolfClub.com. Fun at your fingertips with style.
The 2023 Sony Open Wave of Aloha brings the PGA Tour big hitters to Wailea January 6th through 15th. Defending champ Hideki Matsuyama headlines this big 25th anniversary showdown, with Hawaii favorites scheduled to appear: Billy Horschel, Sungjae Im, Matt Kuchar, Siwoo Kim, and Adam Scott. Benefiting Friends of Hawaii Charities, get your tickets now at SonyOpenHawaii.com. No bags or water bottles allowed. Visit SonyOpenHawaii.com for admissions guidelines.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle. Got to make this 30-foot putt. Checking the brake, three fingers, quieting the mind. Where's my putter? I'm holding it. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
That's when you're way too far in your mind. Oh, by the way, we haven't gotten a winner yet. Yes, the number is 808-545-1111. I've got some spectacular photos of Volcano Golf Course on Hawaii Island when there was an eruption way in the distance and it looked like it was right next to it. People are just standing there. The golfers are watching. Talk about a distraction. I don't think even Tiger Woods could come up with that. Chris Noda, Executive Director, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, First Tee Hawaii. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Morning, Danielle. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So in January, a little background. In January of 2021, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and First Tee joined forces under the same umbrella. First Tee introduces children to the game, the social etiquette, the fun of the game, practicing, being together as a group, playing on the golf course ultimately. So it's a wonderful way to learn just things like honor, math, you know, counting and adding up your score and what have you. And then there's the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And that's where the young golfer learns about competition. The young golfer who's shown a real dedication and interest, who loves to practice, who likes to get involved, wants to be in competition against the course and, of course, each other. But also, you know, they're doing a lot of team stuff, too. So the kids are going to be in teams. They're going to be competing against each other. And then the best go into the teams, and it's really, really, really cool. So let's go over what the HSJGA and First Tee are offering on their respective level. And let's start with the First Tee, the kids, the little ones. What's happening with First Tee Hawaii?
Gosh, there's a lot happening right now. I mean, we've been pretty busy since the start of this year. And coming up right now, we've got, you just had Max Novena on just recently. We've got on Monday, January 2nd, the First Tee has got a free junior golf kickoff day for the public. It's going to be the start of the Century Tournament of Champions Week, and we're going to be hosting that at the Kaanapali Driving Range from 2 to 4 p.m. and again on Monday, January 2nd. And you can sign up to attend or you can sign up to volunteer to help us at firstteehawaii.org/volunteer. I did want to take note that the first 200 juniors that come in on that day are going to receive a gift from us. In addition, we're going to have entertainment, some games, and some shave ice there. So with that, all of that going on, in addition, we'll also be hosting, having some information on some winter camps that we're currently conducting. We've got January sessions we'll have available for registration during that time period as well. So quite a bit happening with the First Tee. In addition to that, we've also got the Sony Open. We're going to be present with the First Tee Hawaii there. We've got a 30x30 tent at the Sony Open, and we're going to need some volunteers there as well. So they can do the same thing at the same website, again, firstteehawaii.org/volunteer.
Fantastic. So what is the 30x30 tent for?
That's going to be for us to have some games, some signing up for coaches if people want to volunteer. Of games for kids, a lot of information for kids to sign up for First Tee sessions that we're going to be having starting right after the Sony Open.
Great. So a new First Tee, how long do the sessions last?
Sessions are primarily 1 hour. They're basically for 6 to 8 weeks. We've been basically sold out at a lot of our locations. For example, at Olawai on Saturdays here, We've had 60 kids show up on Saturday mornings.
Wow, that's fantastic. So, I mean,
yeah, yes, absolutely. It's unbelievable. So, and a big thank you to the city and county as well at all the Y. We have a Tuesday session that we've been doing at the first tee, and we've been able to get out on the Alloway golf course with those 60 kids.
Wow, that's amazing. So where are the different locations?
Well, right now we've got locations on Maui. We've got locations here on Oahu. We've got Hualalai and Alawai. We've got locations on Kauai, and we're going to have more locations that we're going to be adding as we get into early 2023 as well.
Fantastic. So, and maybe, this is great. And so 6 to 8 weeks is how long a first tee learning session is, and yep. It's 1 hour per. And if you...
Per week.
Per 1 hour per week. Usually what day?
We are going to be offering, as we get into the early part of this, in the January, we're going to be offering at least 3 to 4 days a week here on Oahu.
Oh, that's
and
wonderful.
And we've got pretty similar going to be on Maui. I've got a little bit on Kauai as well. So and we're looking to expand as well onto the Big Island. But, yeah, quite a few days a week just because of the sheer demand that we're having right now.
Isn't that great? I mean, what do you attribute the demand to?
Well, I mean, I think that, looking at it, I mean, we've had the golf boom since, everyone came out of COVID and kids. I mean, golf is a natural social distancing sport. And, we've had a huge attendance with it. Nationwide, the first tee has had in the last year 2.2 million kids have attended first tee programs. So, I mean, it's been a very well attended program throughout the nation, and as well we're seeing that here on Oahu and throughout the other islands as well.
It's marvelous. Okay, so I'm going to go over that one more time. On Monday, January 2nd on Maui, there is a junior kickoff for the Century Tournament of Champions for the public at the Ka'anapali Driving Range, and it's from 2 until 4, a nice 2-hour period, and the sign up is at firsttheehawaii.org/volunteer. Now, it's for the kids. 200 kids get to get in, and the first 200, what do they get?
They're going to be getting a gift. Well, I don't want to reveal it yet, but they are going to be getting a gift.
Okay.
We're going to have some games, some entertainment there. So parents, please come by and hang out. We're going to have shave ice, too. We're going to have some fun.
And what do you need the volunteers?
Volunteers, we need some help because of the different stations and all that, and just because it's a holiday, Monday, January 2nd, kids are going to be out of school. So we just need some volunteers to be able to help us to be able to get the sheer number of people that we're looking at, that we're probably going to have there into the areas that we're going to have the games, the entertainment, the shave ice, and the free giveaway.
Yeah. With 200 possibly 200 plus kids, you definitely need people herding them.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. For sure, yeah.
Okay. And then at Sony Open, for the Sony Open, there's the 30 by 30 foot tent, and you need volunteers to set up the games?
Yes, we need some volunteers to help. If they're looking to be interested in signing up for coaching with the first tee, come by and, basically we need some help because that area, we're going to be right near the food court and we're going to have signups available for parents and kids if they're looking to register for January for sessions. We'll have some games in there. We'll have some fun stuff as well. But we're going to be right near the food court and right near the 18th hole.
Awesome.
So please stop by if you're a parent or, if you're looking to get some more information. And as well, we need volunteers to help us in that location. As well.
Fantastic. Okay. Now, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, when does the season start?
Season's going to be starting up. We're going to be opening up membership in January. The first tournaments are going to be starting up in March. I did want to encourage for anybody, listeners out there, if there's any outgoing seniors in high school, please visit us at hsjga.org. There are college scholarships that we have that we're going to be posting and available for people to apply for. So please take a look at that. We do know that there's some scholarship deadlines that come up at the end of February. But this year alone and over the summer, we gave out over $20,000 in college scholarships to HSTGA past participants.
Wow.
So, yes, we've got, so please, if you're, listening and you've got a senior out there or whatnot, or even a junior, just trying to get some more information on it. And again, our membership will be starting up in January, and then our season with the tournaments will start up in March.
And then, when you go traveling for the team events, is there any people who get kind of subsidized, or is it something that the parent picks up completely, the tab?
We're very good. So there's some team events that, for the, the elite players out there that go on over the summer. And we pretty much primarily subsidize those for the attendees, for the juniors to come out and attend. Wow. And compete in.
That's
so
fantastic.
We've done that as well. No, thank you for mentioning that, because that's something that we all participate in and help out with. And so, HSJGA, we've had, typically we got about 15, 16 events a year. These are the higher end events. And usually they fill up pretty quickly as well.
Okay. So the Century Tournament of Champions, in conjunction with First Tee Hawaii, this fun interactive event for junior golfers of all skill levels. And this is going to be fun because Golf Channel NBC commentator and Hawaii own Mark Rolfing is going to be there. He's going to host it, and he's with those 200 kids.
Yeah.
I always see Mark at at the various. I'll see him at Century. He'll be on the show and at Sony, and usually he goes out fishing. So when you see this solitary reef fisherman out there, and it's Mark, and then you think that picture, and then you think 200 kids.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good meeting you, because we haven't had a chance to talk, and I'm looking forward to having you on the show as the season progresses, so we can get more updates for folks, okay?
Appreciate it. Thank you, Danielle. Thanks for having me. Look forward to the next time I'll be on.
Okay, thank you. Chris Noda, Executive Director, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and First Tee Hawaii. All right, Parker McLaughlin is coming in, and he'll be with us in a few minutes. We're still waiting for the Fijers. They have not called in yet, so we'll try to get in touch with them as well. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
This is KORL Waianae, Honolulu, and I want to congratulate Joel for winning. He has won the two rounds of golf at Volcano Golf Course. It's spectacular. It's beautiful. Of course, it's on Hawaii Island, and it's amazing. Amazing place to play.
To kick off the new year, Maui celebrates 25 years of playing host to the best of the best on the PGA Tour. And a tournament where greatness breeds greatness and the stars come out to play. Come check out all the action at the Century Tournament of Champions. Hanky get in free thanks to Maui Health. And Hawaii residents can enjoy the Kama'aina discounted ticket presented by Mauna Loa.
Tickets available at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
Only three parts to the golf swing: the backswing, the impact position, and follow through. So why is my head exploding? Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
David Fischer, CEO and owner, and Nicholas Fischer, national sales manager, Peak Vision, sunglasses for golfers, pickleball players, baseball players, tennis, and they don't scratch. Patent and lens technology designed to change your game. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, Danielle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, Danielle. We're doing great. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm really, really well. And tell me, you have a custom fitting experience. How do you do that?
Well, what we actually can do is go to a tournament and we will bring all of our styles there and fit all the clientele. And make sure that they have an awesome fit right there on the spot. And so it's a unique opportunity to have Peak Vision come out to your tournament and just take care of your clientele in a way that is very unique.
Wow. So awesome. So you'd be right there. And how do you adjust the lenses? You have one of those things that you can put the and it kind of shapes the sides?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We have that, and we also just use other techniques that we can make it basically a perfect fit for whoever's there. So, you know our styles, and we have a lot of different types that are great for sports. And then they get that incredible patented Peak Vision lens, which is just a great piece of technology.
So you have the sports wrap, the full wrap, the aviator, the wayfarer, the lifestyle styles, you know, whatever suits you. And I love it that it comes in small, average, and large.
Yep, that's exactly right. Yeah, so you got a CY6 that is our small glass, works fantastic. And then the GX5 is basically fits probably about 85% of people's faces. And then we have an SL9 that's a very large glass for folks that are have a larger face. So it's just about any face size we can take care of.
Yeah. Peakvision.com. That's where you can find out more. It's Peak, P-E-A-K, Vision, V-I-S-I-O-N.com. Peak Vision sunglasses for golfers, pickleball players, baseball, tennis. They don't scratch. They're wonderful. I have them. And my grandson loves his. He's got the aviators. Absolutely loves them. Now, why is it important for someone to wear sunglasses playing pickleball?
It's super important to protect your eyes anytime you're in an outside environment. You know, there's so many harmful UV rays and things that you have to worry about. And then secondly, like Jack Nicklaus said, the game of golf begins with your vision. And so it's important for not only golf, but all other sports to have the most optimal eyewear on so you can compete at the highest level.
And that's what Peak Vision can do, because some people feel like it's uncomfortable. They're not getting the right look with their sunglasses on.
Yeah, we have so many different styles. We've kind of taken care of that. So whatever type of look that you like, we normally have a pair that will fit that. And all of our glasses come with the patented lens in it. So it's really more upon what style you like.
Yeah, extreme. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, sorry. And a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if they get a style they're not happy with or something, you know, they don't like it, they get to field test it for 30 days with a money-back guarantee.
Excellent. One final question. What I meant was the look. You know, I've seen golfers wear a pair of sunglasses on, and then they switch with the one that's on their head. So they're actually taking two pairs of sunglasses on the golf course?
Yeah, we see that all the time. And ours is a kind of the situation with our glasses is the technology gives you three times the visual acuity when you look at the green. So you get a great topography of the green. Just really, it's like looking at golf in high definition. So you don't ever take those glasses off. You putt with them, you drive with them, you constantly get eye protection from the UV rays the entire time you're out on the course. They're great for pickleball, like you were talking about. And also work great in tennis and also baseball.
Awesome. And golf. Hey, David Fisher, Nicholas Fisher, father-son team, CEO, owner, and national sales manager. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. And we're doing a 20% off right now on our site for Christmas. So come and shop.
Yeah, thank you so much, Danielle. Really appreciate your time and pleasure being on the show.
Awesome. PeakVision.com. 20% off now. PeakVision.com. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
The 2023 Sony Open Wave of Aloha brings the PGA Tour big hitters to Wailea January 6th through 15th. Defending champ Hideki Matsuyama headlines this big 25th anniversary showdown, with Hawaii favorites scheduled to appear: Billy Horschel, Sungjae Im, Matt Kuchar, Siwoo Kim, and Adam Scott. Benefiting Friends of Hawaii charities, get your tickets now at SonyOpenHawaii.com. No bags or water bottles allowed. Visit SonyOpenHawaii.com for admissions guidelines.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com. MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair. Mold remediation. Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
You know, Parker McLaughlin can do something about that for you. PGA Tour champion, shortgamechef.com. That's where you go. Welcome into the clubhouse, Parker.
Thanks, Danielle. Always fun to talk to you.
It's always fun to talk to you. Don't you? You can help with flop shots, can't you?
I just filmed 2 days ago two separate flop shot recipes that are going to go on the website, one of them is a very reliable one and the other one is quite risky, and you kind of flip a coin and see, well, this could turn out great and I could look like a hero, or it could I could fall on my face and look like a zero.
A hero or a zero. That's good.
That's right.
Parker, our short game guru, who's looking to help everyone modernize their short games. What do you mean by modernize?
Well, that's a good question. I think, you know, for such a long time, short game has, you know, the same types of philosophies have been passed down from generation to generation of teachers. And I think that when, as I have played on tour and now I've worked with over 25 PGA and LPGA tour players, I've started to notice that the PGA tour players aren't necessarily doing the same things that the local PGA professional might be telling you to do. So I'm trying to help catch up some of the ways that we use the bounce, some of the things that we do out of the bunker, how to hit a bunker shot consistently, and try to help modernize and show people, hey, this is how it used to be done, and we found better ways to do it. Let's help you understand those better ways. This is why the PGA Tour players are doing it these ways, because it helps stack the odds in their favor. Golf is a hard enough game, as we all know, and the goal is to stack the odds in your favor. So if I can help you to engage the bounce or the back edge of your wedge, if I can help you to engage that bounce, it puts some of the odds back in your favor so that you can have a mishit shot and it still be on the green 10 feet from the hole so that you can have a putt for par.
Yeah.
So that's the whole goal is modernizing and helping to bring some of the things that the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour players are using in their short games and help bring that to the amateur player.
That's wonderful. Now, does that have anything in conjunction with, for instance, the change in equipment, the way the clubs are made, the way the bounce is now presented?
Absolutely. You know, I talked with Jack Nicklaus just a few months ago at an outing that we were both at, and I asked him about his wedges during his prime, and he said he played a 56-degree sand wedge was his highest loft, and it had 17 degrees of bounce. And so 17 degrees of bounce by today's standards is extremely high. Now, one of the reasons for that was because the way that the golf courses were set up back in those days, that the agronomy was not nearly as good as it is today. So with today's agronomy, the grasses are being cut shorter, so we need less bounce, essentially. And so on the wedges, probably one of the highest bounces you'll see on any wedge across the marketplace is going to be around 14. Most wedges are living sort of between that 4 and 12 degrees of bounce, 4 and 10, I would really say. And so I would say things have evolved and things have changed, especially with how the agronomy and how we've cut, you know, you can see it with all the sort of runoff areas. They're not rough. It's not rough anymore. They've run off. They've created these runoffs just next to the green, and they're all tight grass. So understanding how to use the bounce properly off those tight grass lies is starting to become much more important in the game of golf. But it's also made people freak out in the same sentence, because you got these tight lies and people hit one chunk and they freak out, and all of a sudden they bring out the putter from 10, 15 yards off the green. And that's never really a great way to try to attack a golf course.
Oh, but I can trust my putter. I know what to do with it.
It can sometimes be a good option, but there's also better options like using a hybrid or a 5-wood. But if you can learn how to hit a nice little pitch shot off of a tight fairway lie, it really opens things up with your golf game when you're trying to, you know, break 100 or break 90 or break 80.
Yes, and it's exactly what I was saying. You see, everybody knows how to use their putter, but they don't necessarily know how to use other clubs that would work much better in that situation. And that's where you come in.
That's exactly where I come in. And there's a variety of ways to do it. It's not always, you know, one size fits all as far as, hey, you have to use the wedge from here. There's a variety of clubs that can work. A lot of times I start my clinics out by having people learn how to hit a bump and run with a 4-iron.
Wow.
And so once we learn how to do that, now all of a sudden we can start moving into a 7-iron and a pitching wedge and then into the higher lofted club. But I start people with a 4-iron at most of my clinics, and it really helps people understand what the motion, the foundation of the motion should be. But it also opens their eyes as to being like, whoa, I've never even thought about using a 4-iron before.
No.
And so I think that's a really interesting way to start to expand your horizons a bit.
Wow. So it's shortgamechef.com. And shortgamechef.com. I've always said, you know, you go to Instagram and you go to shortgamechef on Instagram, 32,000+. I'm sure it's, I don't know what the number is anymore. This is,
yeah, it's up to, we just hit 70,000 today.
70,000 followers on Instagram. Yeah. And Parker has videos showing and he's talking you through it. It's really, really good. But you've created a new website. Is it still shortgamechef.com?
Yeah, shortgamechef.com. We just launched it about a month ago. It's doing great. People are loving it. I'm getting some amazing feedback. We've got over 110 videos right now. I'm uploading new videos that are exclusive to the site every month. I partnered with 8 AM Golf to film all of it, to edit it, to really make it a great user experience. And I break it down from here's how to hit a pitch shot. There's 30 videos as to how to hit a pitch shot. And then how to get out of the bunker. There's 28 videos how to get out of the bunker, different lies. And then I actually break down how to cure the chipping yips. I think that's probably the one that most people are most excited about, is how to cure the chipping yips. And I go through in 32 videos, I go through and help people cure their own chipping yips with some drills and whatnot. And I go step by step through it. And it's a really cool thing. I had one guy that came to me about 3 days ago. He had tried to book a lesson with me, and I was out of town and whatnot, and I couldn't see him for a month. And I said, go watch these videos, and I think it'll help you. And so he went and watched religiously for a month, and he came to me the first time that we could see each other in person. And I was like, where are your chipping yips? I don't see them. And he's like, no, trust me. Like, they were really, really bad, but I watched these videos every single day for a month. And now all of a sudden he's like, I feel like I can chip again. And I took videos of it and I put it up on Instagram. It was a left-handed guy. And it's stunning. It's like, it's the most beautiful tempo, timing, rhythm, sequence. The whole thing is just gorgeous. And he was like, man, all I did was watch these videos and did the drills you told me to do. I was like, wow. I mean, you're my testimonial right there.
That's right. That's wonderful. It talks and it speaks volumes about repetition, watching the brain. You know, he was watching. He wasn't practicing, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. He was watching and then he was doing the drills, not even hitting a ball.
Right. Yes. That's spectacular. Now, how do we become a member?
Yeah. So it's simple. It's a monthly membership fee. And I just, it's pretty user friendly and easy to sign up. Just go to shortgamechef.com and you can check out kind of the intro page there. And once you become a member, you get access to over 110 videos. And like I said, I just finished shooting the flop shot series and the bump and run series. So we'll have close to 130 videos on there, over 12 hours of content that's exclusive to that site. You won't see it on my Instagram. It's just exclusive on that site. So it's really, I want it to be a hub for people to get the right short game information, to get the right answers, to get questions asked and answered. As to how to gap their wedges, what bounce is proper for them, all these different questions that people, you know, it's short game sort of the last frontier, right? We've busted through the barriers of all the high speed technology of hitting the ball further and using force plates and TrackMan to understand how to get our power. And now I feel like I want to be at the forefront of this short game movement and try to help people how to understand how to use wedges properly, how to use the bounce, how to use different grinds around the green to help them to have a better experience around the greens. I just see so many people struggling with, having bad turf interaction and then just bailing out and using their putter from 10, 20, 30 yards off the green. And I want to change that. I want people to have an enjoyment of hitting that nice, crispy spinning pitch shot, which is so much fun to hit. So that's sort of the mission, is to help modernize people's short game and sort of lead this evolution of the short game.
Tell us about Kevin Streelman's experience with you.
Yeah, Kevin Streelman was my first client, and he liked sort of what we were doing so much that we worked for about 7 months, and boy, he played some amazing golf. Went from 93rd in the world up to 45th, and then COVID hit. But really cool. And I'd say, you know, some of the stuff I'm most proud of is some of the time that I've spent with Anna Nordqvist over the last 3 years, seeing her evolution as a person and as a player, and being a part of her winning the, you know, Women's British Open a year and a half ago was pretty special. And so I think, you know, for her, I think she was a player that I'll always look back on as someone that it really meant something to me, because when we first started, she was, you know, like how I see a lot of people. It's just, she's unsure. She didn't have a philosophy as to what she was doing around the greens. And so she just sort of avoided it. And now she has confidence in that area, and she doesn't always pull it off, but she's got the confidence now to where it gives her freedom for the rest of her game. And I think that's the biggest thing, and that's been the biggest change for her. I think when we started, she was 95th in the world, and when at the end of last year, she was 16th in the world. And wow. So that was a nice jump, and she's not all because of short game, but I think there's you know, the feeling of having some confidence in your short game then frees up your iron game, which then frees up your driving. And so it all sort of plays into it. And I think that's, you know, my work with her, I think has been really special, and we've developed a great friendship as well.
And that's wonderful. Absolutely spectacular. So this is Parker McLaughlin. He is PGA, he played on the PGA Tour. He's a champion. Went to UCLA, Punahou. And now he's shortgamechef.com. He's teaching out of TPC Scottsdale. And would you believe, the other day I asked him to be on a couple of weeks ago, and he said, "Yo, I've got this guy who can finally get, and he's going to spend the whole day flying in just to see me." I'm like, "Wow, Parker, that is so cool." He's flying in just to see you.
I can't even count the amount of people. It seems like probably at least 50%. Of the people that come to see me are flying in for the day, or flying in for, you know, hey, I've got a business trip, I'm going to come in one day early and spend it with you. It's amazing how the word is spread, and people are really in desperate need of some really good short game instruction. And I want to be the guy that people look to when they think about short game.
Excellent. And go to shortgamechef.com. Short Game Chef. It's easy, right? Shortgamechef.com.
You got it.
We haven't talked about your putters and the lines and working with Bob Vokey. We can't do it now, but you'll have to come back. Maybe next month.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We'd love to.
Awesome. Okay. Parker, thanks so much for making time.
Thanks, Danielle. Have a great day.
You too. Aloha. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Aloha. Let's thank our sponsors. They literally make the show possible. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do this show if they weren't helping defray the expenses. And I'm not talking about me. All right. CyPack for cybersecurity for your company or nonprofit, any organization or private person. You know the risks are there. You need cybersecurity. CyPact is an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere, right here in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. 861-9595. And you can check them out online at CyPact.com. CyPack.com. Hey, we're very honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. Best way to get good at this game is to learn from a PGA of America member. It takes a lot of time and love for the game of golf to become a PGA. So, you know, if they got the patience for that, they probably got the patience for us. And you can always find out where you can find an Aloha Section PGA. The number is 593-2230. MD Restoration. Well, the holidays are here. I'm not sure if there's time to get your carpet ready. But, you know, MD Restoration is there for you. If there's an emergency, a broken pipe, you know, you need to have it taken care of. Flood cleanup, broken pipe, water cleanup, mold remediation. Because MD Restoration is a licensed contractor as well. They can not only do the mitigation, they can also fix the problem, do the contract repairs you need. Happy holidays from MD Restoration. Century Tournament of Champions. The Century Tournament of Champions on Maui is January 4th through the 8th. Get your tickets, become a volunteer, have a great time. Go to CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com and find out all about it. And it's coming up real soon. Boy, it's, you know, the 4th through the 8th of January. It seems just days It is. And then there's the Sony Open in Hawaii here on Oahu, January 9th to the 15th. Wailai Country Club. Hideki Matsuyama is the defending champ. And thank you, Aloha Power Equipment, their mega store on Alakava next to Costco. Got everything that your, you know, power tool guy, girl needs. My name is Danielle Tucker. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. Aloha. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.